From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Russian security forces have stepped up their presence in central Moscow following two nights of protests against the results of Sunday's parliamentary elections. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that the show of force comes as more than 3,000 pro-government demonstrators rally in the city.
The Interior Ministry says additional troops have been deployed in Moscow since before the election, but they have become more visible since protests against alleged vote fraud drew thousands of people. Helicopters have been seen patrolling the skies today, a very rare sight in the capital, and water cannon were also on standby for yesterday's protest. More than 800 protesters have been detained in Moscow and other cities, most only briefly. The opposition says the ruling United Russia Party only won a majority in the parliament through vote fraud, accusations dismissed by the authorities. While the protests continue, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin today registered himself as a candidate in March presidential elections he is still expected to win. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
The Obama administration is making the rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender people a foreign policy priority. But as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the push comes as the U.S. government agency that monitors global religious rights is in danger of closing.
Chairman Leonard Leo says there appears to be some willingness to let his agency shut down.
If the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is not reauthorized by Congress by December 16th, it needs to close its doors.
Leo says a hold has been placed on the bill reauthorizing the commission. In a speech in Switzerland, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told fellow diplomats that the U.S. commitment to protect the freedom of religion and to defend gays and lesbians spring from the same source. Some human rights activists are cautious, so they fear the push could backfire because the challenges faced by gays and lesbians vary by nation. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
During her brief visit to Geneva, Secretary of State Clinton has met with members of the Syrian National Council. While Clinton met with the activists opposing the longtime Syrian government, the U.S. ambassador to Syria, Robert Ford, was heading back to Damascus. He had left Syria in late October amid threats to his personal safety. We have a report from NPR's Jackie Northam in Geneva.
Secretary Clinton initiated the meeting with seven members of the SNC to better understand how the group would establish a democratic government in Syria if and when the regime of Bashar al-Assad falls. Clinton told the group, all exiled academics living in Europe, that a new government would have to set Syria on the path of the rule of law and protect the rights of all its people. U.S. officials say the group told Clinton that minority outreach is one of its top priorities, and they talked about the increasing sectarian violence in Syria and their concerns about the potential for civil war in the country. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Geneva.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will make a statement in federal court today before a judge sentences him on 18 corruption convictions. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports defense attorneys say the prison term prosecutors want is too harsh.
Defense attorneys for Rod Blagojevich said they accept and respect the findings of the jury, which found the former governor guilty of corruption. They add, unlike other convicted public officials, Blagojevich didn't receive a single penny in ill-gotten gains, and the 15 to 20-year prison term prosecutors want him to serve is unwarranted and would devastate his family. Chicago Kent College law professor Richard Kling says he doesn't expect that to have much impact when the judge hands down the sentence.
It would not surprise me, and obviously I'm not speaking for the judge, it would not surprise me if he said Mr. Blagojevich might have thought about that before he engaged in the behavior of which he was convicted.
Legal experts say Blagojevich must display some remorse when he addresses the court. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
It's 70 years today since hundreds of Japanese warplanes attacked the U.S. Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor, plunging an isolationist U.S. into World War II. The late President Franklin D. Roosevelt on December 8, 1941.
With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
Nearly 2,400 Americans died in the Pearl Harbor attack. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says he's encouraged with progress in Europe to shore up the euro currency. He's met today with France's finance minister in Paris. He's also to meet with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and tomorrow with the new Italian prime minister. This is NPR News.